Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yom. Today we learn Mizmor Nun Dalet, Psalm 54. Another psalm with a telling title. 7 kilometers south of Hebron lies a tell, which archaeologists identify as Tel Zif. According to the first book of Shmuel, chapter 23, David, during the time he was running away from King Shaul, hid in the strongholds of the wilderness of Ziv. As it says, and David abode in the wilderness of the strongholds, and he remained in the hill country in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day, but God did not deliver him into his hand. And David saw that Saul had come out to seek his life, and David was in the wilderness of Ziph in the woods. David was safely hidden among the forests of Ziph, but was betrayed by the residents of Ziph, who told King Shaul of his whereabouts. Verse 19, then the Ziphites went up to Saul to Gibeah, saying, doesn't David hide himself with us in the strongholds in the woods, in the hills of Hachilah, which is south of Yeshimon? Now, O king, according to all the desire of your soul to come down, and our part will be to deliver him into the king's hand. David, David just barely escaped and continued on to Ein Gedi. But the damage was done in terms of his relationship with the Israelites living in these towns and the villages. Within this context, we open this psalm. Lamnatzech b'niginot mizmaskil David, bevol hazitim v'yomru l'sha'ol halo David mistater imanu. To the chief musician, a maskil of David, when the Ziphites came and said to Saul, does not David himself hide with us? Elohim b'shimcha hoshieni v'gurotcha tiddineni. Elohim shema tfilati hazine l'imrifi. Kizarim kamu alai. Laritzim b'kshu nafshi lo shamu. Lo samu Elohim l'negdam selah. Save me, O God, by your name, and judge me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them, selah. Quoting the actual verse in Shmuel, we have a certain measure of clarity as to this title and the nature of this psalm. He asks for salvation at having been betrayed, noting that strangers have risen up against him. Verse 5 has a bit of a strange formulation in describing the betrayers as those who lo samu Elohim l'negdam, they who did not place God before them. Yet, Chacham notes that perhaps this was meant to contrast the verse in chapter 16, verse 8, which famously praises the one who, Shiviti Hashem l'negdi tamid, places God before him at all times. The second half of the psalm has the psalmist stating matter-of-factly that God has answered his prayers, and therefore he will praise his good name as a result. Hinei Elohim ozer li Adonai b'somchei nafshi. Yashiv hara l'shorirai b'amitcha hatzmitem, bin dava ez b'chalacha odeh shimcha adonai ki tov, ki mikol tzar hatzileni uva'oivai ra'ata eini. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my soul. He rewards evil to my enemies, will cut them off in your truth. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you, and I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For you have saved me from trouble, and my eye has gazed upon my enemies. Chacham sees a transition in verse 6, where the prayer has turned into a confirmation of his entreaties. He asserts that God is his helper, his supporter. Verse 7 transitions from Nistar to Anochach, from talking about God, to talking directly to him, saying, in your truth, destroy them. It continues on the feeling that he has now been saved and offers a sacrifice of Todah to acknowledge and thank God for his good. We will no doubt encounter the strange formulation of thanks for good, Hodu and Kitov, later on. Here we see it in a raw organic form. Later on in the Tehillim, we said Hodu Lashem Kitov Kilulam Chasto. It might have stemmed from this first formulation here. Verse 9 provides us the reason for the sacrifice of good. For from all distress he has saved me, and I have been rewarded to see the downfall of my enemies. It appears that the formula of pray to God in distress and sing his praise in gratitude is expressed in long form in this psalm. Four verses present the plea, the fourth using the word ki. to explain the necessity for his call. Four concluding verses, beginning with the word hine, behold, expressing the almost immediate realization of his prayers, the help provided, the destruction witnessed. It moves from describing the salvation to accepting upon himself the vow to offer a sacrifice, to finally explaining why, key, an immediate resolution, a swift salvation. I believe that a key message in the psalm comes in the last two words of the entire mizmor. Ra'ata einai. If we notice, if we remember, the mizmor says, B'nidava ezbecha lach odashimcha. I will praise you, I will bring your sacrifice. Ki mikol tzara tzileni, if you answered me, you saved me from all distress. Uve oivai ra'ata eini. And my enemies, downfall, my eyes have beheld. An innocent man who has been persecuted prays not just for salvation, but that the retribution should be done before his eyes. Indeed, the sweetest form of revenge. In Vancouver, one of my favorite congregants was a man, a survivor named Leon Kahn. He not only survived, but right after the war went back into the villages and caught the collaborators punishing the betrayers. Nothing could have brought back his parents from the horrors they went through. But for Leon, he wanted not just vengeance, but vengeance before my eyes. He once told me that his favorite verse in Tefillah, and one he recites with fervent concentration once a week on Shabbat, Yivada b'goyim le'inenu nikmadam avdecha shafuch. The avengement of your servants' spilled blood made apparent to the nations will be seen before our very eyes. Shalom.